It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk Cottonwood County 4-H and the executive director, kind of the do-all. You just kind of take care of everything, don't
sure.
you? Crystal Reith is with us this morning. You have had a very busy last month.
It is. It's kind of a sprinted marathon. So, but we're here. It's done. Fair went really well. The kids all did a fabulous job at County Fair. Even at State Fair, they went up there, had a lot of success. I will have results next month. I'm waiting until the State Horse Show ends, and then I will share those with everybody.
It seemed like, so we can kind of focus on County Fair maybe a little bit and some of
yes.
that. The State Fair, it seemed to me, talking to 4-H'ers, that there were more people taking things to the State Fair. Is that, was there more, or was it about the same as
I feel
always?
It was about the same.
We
have a pretty good delegation that goes up there for both livestock and generals. So I feel that it's been kind of consistent over the years of how many kids go up there.
Okay. It really is an experience that every kid needs.
It is. Once you hit that sixth grade, it is State Fair bound, and you can go up there, and it is definitely an experience at the Minnesota State Fair.
So let's talk County Fair a little bit. It was hot.
Yes.
But it was great weather. It was great turnout. The food stand absolutely
yes.
killed it again this year.
The food stand did a very nice job this year with the food, the new items that they had, yes.
And up and down the line, it seemed like everybody that was there, and there was a good crowd
yeah.
the whole time, but everybody was happy. It just seemed a very positive energy this year.
Yeah. I have always felt that 4-H is a family. And especially at the county fair, it's just like one big reunion where you get to see everybody, because we don't always get to see them throughout the whole entire year. So the fair is just a nice little reunion for everybody to come together, especially in the barns. I see families helping other families, and it's really heartwarming to see that connection between them and inviting new people into a project area. So it's really great. The barns are really full this year, so it was really good to see everybody out and about. I'll see all the public come in and support all of these kids. And then also the media too. So thank you to KDUM for coming out and doing some live spots with the kids. I know they enjoyed it. And I also do need to thank the vet clinic as well, because it was so hot and humid. So we had a lot of vet calls this year. So thanks to them for coming in and helping us out on that end.
I think they really enjoy being a part of it too, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Kent is very appreciated by us, and he's always good to come down and check on something, and great about answering my phone calls at late hours.
So now you get to breathe, or do you just keep running?
We keep running.
there is no downtime.
No,
anymore,
there really
is there?
Isn't any downtime.
So what are we working on now then?
All right. So we have 7 4-H'ers headed up to the State Horse Show. The State Horse Show looks a little bit different. It's much earlier in the year because it is going to be at Cannon Falls. Typically, it's on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, but this year they are starting the remodel of the Coliseum. So they relocated the State Horse Show, so that is this weekend. So we wish our 7 4-H members good luck at the State Horse Show. And then next week on the 8th through the 11th, we have our elementary fall field days at the Research Center in Lamberton. So this program, we bring in over 700 youth along with their teachers, paras, and chaperones from 18 different schools. And then they rotate through 8 different stations. So while they're there, they learn about farm safety, electrical safety, static electricity, seed germination, pollinators, farm to pizza, which is about how much water it takes to make a pizza, ATV safety, which is new this year. And then we have the zoo man coming in with some animals. And then everybody will also have PTO safety as well. So throughout those 4 days, we impact a lot of youth. They're mainly in 3rd and 4th grade coming in to learn alongside with us. So we have a lot of help with that program. We have a lot of different agencies that come in and lead sessions. So I thank all of them for their continued support of this program and coming in and teaching. And then I also want to thank Redwood Electric Cooperative and South Central Electric for sponsoring the meals and the snacks for that 4 days. So that's our really big program coming up.
That's huge.
It is.
There's a lot of moving parts on that one.
Yes. So in the amount of people that participate in this program fluctuates every year. This is our year where we have a lot of the parochial schools coming. So we typically have between 700 and 900 kids that participate in this program. So it is very large. But again, thank you to everybody that has a part in this program. I have received a lot of positive feedback from teachers when they come there with their students. So,
and this is all the students, right?
It's so it's third and fourth grade.
4-H, right?
Right. It's anybody in the school that's in third and fourth grade that comes along and they learn with us there about these different topics. It's a lot of the safety parts, but we also throw in some environmental things as well, so kids can learn about those. This year with the ATV safety, we felt it was something that we've had a lot of accidents around the area, so we felt the need to bring that in. So hopefully that'll be a positive session for the youth to learn more about how to properly safely handle those ATVs.
Do you pick up some new 4-H members after you do something like this?
Well, this one is a little bit different because these kids are coming from multi-counties.
Okay.
So I do a little pitch about 4-H. I usually teach a session, so then I talk a little bit more about 4-H at the start of that session. But with this one, it's just purely an outreach program where we can help offer something educational for multiple schools.
It's a great program. And how many years have you
It's been going on before I took it over.
Okay.
And I can't even remember when I took it over, but it's been
it's kind of a blur.
It is. Yes. I first started off teaching a session there, and then when Pauline Nickel retired from the research center, then I picked it up and have been doing it ever since.
Very good.
Yes.
All right.
So following that, the 15th of September is our new 4-H year. So enrollment opens. It's not the start of the new 4-H year, but the enrollment process begins and is open. So if you're interested in joining Cottonwood County 4-H, if you're in kindergarten through 1 year past high school, enrollment can be done online through v2.4honline.com or through a paper copy available for our office. So this is what we call our rollover, where kids that are currently in 4-H can re-enroll, and then we open it up. And this is when we really encourage kids to enroll to get all the full benefits of what the 4-H program has to offer.
It kind of just grows through the year and kind of comes to a big finale at fair time.
Yep.
So this really, you don't miss out on anything if you jump in now. But you can join
You can join at any time, but fair is kind of the round out of our 4-H year, and then this is just the start of the new one. So we do encourage people to re-enroll now if they want to partake in everything, but you can certainly join us any time throughout the year.
And again, you just sign up online?
Yep, you could just go online, or you can give us a call at the office, 831-4022. Let us know that you need a paper copy, and we can mail that out to you and get that turned back into us.
Very good.
All right. And then the 15th through the 18th, our office is actually going to be closed because we have a statewide conference that Teresa and I will be attending. But if you do need anything during that time, send us an email or give us a call and leave us a voicemail, and we'll return it when we get back. And then September 22nd, we have a deadline for our 4-H families. So if you want to have your 4-H record book, which is basically a recap reflection of your 4-H year, your secretary book and your treasurer book, they are due to the Extension Office for county level judging. So we do award medals for those with records, and then we have a monetary award for secretary and treasurer books.
Nice.
That same night, we have some meetings at 6 o'clock at the Extension Office. We're going to meet with our ambassadors, pollinator ambassadors, and egg explorers, so we can kind of plan out the new year. So those are open to anybody in grades 6 and above. Please bring your planners when you come. And then at 7 o'clock at the Extension Office at the 22nd, we are going to have our Federation meeting. Federation is the governing body of Cottonwood County 4-H. We're going to review county fair, kind of talk about some upcoming things, and then do our officer installation as well. And then we start our round of Lego robotics. On the 26th, we'll be at Red Rock Central with our third grade friends. And then on the 29th, we'll be at Mountain Lake Christian with our third and fourth grade friends. So we're starting up again kind of with our school, in-school programming. But I'm sure we'll be adding in some more Legos and also some Egg in the Classroom coming up too.
Yeah, because you don't dare have a day off.
I don't know.
That, the Legos especially, the kids love.
They do love it. And it's like Mountain Lake Christian is a new school for me to come in and do Lego robotics. I've had some inquiries from some homeschool groups as well to do Lego robotics. It is just a fantastic program. A lot of that hands-on application that kids are excited about. And then that robotics part of it is really just an extra step to kind of encourage them to learn more about simple machines and explore engineering concepts.
Well, so, that's the other thing about 4-H is you learn something and you don't even know you're learning it.
Right, right. That's a beauty of this program is you have fun while you're learning. And then, of course, you get to make friends. And then every time we get together, you just have more connections and build off of that and create memories.
Absolutely. All right. Crystal, anything else we need to mention today?
Not that I can think of. Just thank you to everybody for supporting the 4-H program. Thanks for coming to the county fair. I really greatly appreciate it.
Very good. Crystal Reith with Cottonwood County 4-H, thank you for coming in
today. Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.